Thank you. Good day, friends. Again, we come to you with simple studies in the Word of God. We have been dealing for a number of days with what we have received through Christ, what he accomplished for us, and then the question of judgments and the guarantee of resurrection. And in our last lesson, we were dealing not only with the resurrection of Christ, but also the hope of the church, which is the body of Christ. The hope of the individual believer to be with the Lord now. The hope of the church is at his coming, when the dead in Christ shall be raised, and when we together with them shall be reunited and caught up to meet the Lord in the air, to be forever with the Lord. The fulfilling of John 14, if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now, I would like today to take up another question. I don't think we should leave this question of resurrection without dealing with the nation Israel, because there is some things said in the Word of God which we ought to know. As you well know, in fact, we all know that one of the center spots of the world today is the Near East. The relationship of the nation Israel to the other nations of the earth. And when we come to the Bible, we find where God gives to us some very, very clear statements concerning the resurrection of the nation Israel, as well as the resurrection individually, the physical resurrection of his people, Israel. For example, in Hosea chapter 13, verse 14, I want to speak first of all on this question of the resurrection of the nation. Remember that in 70 A.D. they were scattered over the face of the earth. Approximately 500 or 600 years B.C., we have where the northern part of Israel, known as Israel, the northern Canaan, were scattered among the nations of the earth, were never regathered. And then you have the captivity of Judah and Benjamin, where they were 70 years in Babylon, and then they returned, and then our Lord Jesus was born at the right time and the right place, and then when he died, having been cast out by his people, having been crucified and spurned and rejected, he was raised from the dead and went back to glory. In 70 A.D., they were scattered. And until a few years ago, there were, for these centuries, among the nations of the earth. And so we have approximately nearly 3 million Jews in Israel. It is true that there are approximately 3 million Jews in Russia and her cohorts. We have possibly 6 million Jews in America, and then you have other little groups scattered all over the world. Is the Word of God going to be completed? Is God's purpose for this nation, his earthly people, going to be completed? Of course it is. Now in Hosea chapter 13, verse 14, I read these words. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from thine eyes. Now he's talking in the chapter about Ephraim, which was another name for the northern kingdom. In Hosea chapter 5, the same chapter, we have an amazing passage. Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. Where we read God speaking through Hosea to the northern kingdom when he said, I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me earnestly, saying, Come, let us return to the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days he will revive us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight, and so on. Now here is an amazing prophecy. May I add to that the last verse of the 23rd chapter of the book of Matthew, the 39th verse, I believe it is, where Jesus said, after having said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets and killest them that are sent unto thee, how often I would have gathered thee as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but ye would not. Behold, I leave your house unto you desolate. Now the 39th verse. Behold, I say unto you, you will not see me again, until you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now, our Lord is prophesying that time will come when they will call for their Messiah. I do not want to go so much into the sphere of prophecy, into Zechariah and other passages concerning this. I'm after just one thing, the resurrection of the nation Israel. There is no question that the Word of God is clear, that God is going to resurrect Israel as a nation, and she shall be in her place, and her rightful place is going to be as the head of the nations. Now, you may not like that, but remember, this will take place when the Lord judges the nations of the earth, that Israel is about to be obliterated by the nations, and the Lord will come to their rescue. He's going to redeem them from the graves, from among the nations. Now, allow me to read from the 37th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. This is an amazing chapter. And with your permission, I'm going to read a number of verses in this passage because of its import. Now, remember what I'm talking about, the resurrection of the nation Israel. And this was prophesied centuries before Christ, where Ezekiel says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. And he caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. And he said to me, prophesy unto these bones, and say to them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am Jehovah. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath, there was no life in them. Then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind, unto the spirit. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet an exceeding great army. Now notice, then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, our hope is lost, we are cut off from our parts. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves. I will cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am Jehovah, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, Jehovah, have spoken it, and I have performed it. Now, you know, when's he going to do that? Well, let me read the preceding chapter. Verse 24, I will take you from among the nations. I will gather you out of all countries. I will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness, from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them, and so on. And in chapter 37, which I have just read, you have how it's going to happen. Why have I read this? Because you're going to have here the resurrection of a nation after 1900 years of being scattered among the nations of the earth. God says, I'm going to gather you. I'm going to put you in your own land. I'm going to give you the very thing that I want you to have. For example, in Romans 11:26, I read, and so all Israel shall be saved. That is, all Israel will be saved, those who are still alive on the earth after the great tribulation period, when God will purge out of Israel all the unbelieving Jews, all her rebels. That's why I say in Matthew 23:39, he could say, you shall not see me again until you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And then in Isaiah 66:8, whoever heard of a nation being born in a day? Have you? Let me read it to you. The 8th verse of Isaiah 66. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth? Saith the Lord, shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, saith God? Rejoice ye with Jerusalem. And he goes on to speak of what he's going to do. In other words, the Lord has prophesied the resurrection of a nation out of the graves among the other nations of the earth. It's rather an amazing thing, is it not, that for 1900 years the Jews have not been swallowed up. They've been in their graves. They've been without spiritual life, without national life. They've wandered all over the face of the earth, as someone has called them, the wandering Jew. And yet here we see a marvelous thing in our day. My friend, how near is the coming of the Lord? Did you ever stop to think of it? I was saying in my last lesson about the rapture of the church. You know, that's the next thing on God's program. And after the rapture of the church, what's then? Then he begins to deal with Israel as a nation. And if God is going to gather Israel and make it a nation, and make it a spiritual nation, the leading nation, a nation born in a day, how much nearer is the coming of the Lord for his own? You know, when I see God moving on Israel, and how many of the nations of the earth today are opposed to Israel, even in this blessed land of ours, I'm amazed at a growing anti-Semitism. My Christian friend, may I warn you, when you turn against Israel, against the Jewish nation, even though they are still in unbelief, even though they are away from God, they are still his people. And God is going to judge the nations for what they've done to Israel. May God grant that America may never turn and be opposed to Israel. Be well for us to know the mind of God on this, and to know that the Lord has a real place for the nation Israel, and he's going to bring her out of her graves. Now, it also speaks of the fact of an individual resurrection for the Jews. In Isaiah 26:19, I read, with their dead bodies shall they rise. And I'm of the persuasion he's talking here about individual Jews. Because in Isaiah 26, he goes on to talk about the tribulation period. Allow me to read that passage. I'm reading Isaiah 26:19. Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust, For thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut your doors about thee. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little while, until the indignation, until the tribulation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall enclose her blood, shall no more cover her slain. And as Daniel chapter 12 says, at that time, when Michael stands up for the prince of Israel, the prince of Israel, and he stands up for thy people Israel, there's going to be a time of tribulation such as the world has never seen, nor never will see again. And at that time, thy people, who are in the dust of the earth, shall come forth. You know, in Revelation chapter 20, the first resurrection takes in the resurrection of tribulation saints, those who were saved during the period of tribulation, and also the resurrection of Old Testament saints. I know there are those who teach that the Old Testament saints are raised with the church. Personally, I don't see that. I believe that passage in Thessalonians 4, the dead in Christ have only to do with the church. But we have scripture, for example, in Job 19, and we have in Daniel chapter 12. We have it in other portions of scripture, where, in fact, that passage, Isaiah 26, where the first resurrection is the resurrection of Old Testament saints and the resurrection of tribulation saints who will be raised at the end of the tribulation, and they are raised to go into the kingdom. This is God's purpose for his people. This is God's purpose for his people. That's why Job says, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and his feet shall stand upon the earth in the latter day. And though worms destroy this body, I shall yet in my flesh see God by my side. And when I see him, behold, he is not a stranger. That's why when you come to Revelation chapter 20, and this no doubt takes place right after the tribulation, where Satan is cast to the bottomless pit till 1,000 years be fulfilled. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and so forth and so on. And those who did not receive the mark of the beast in their foreheads or in their hands, they shall live and reign with Christ 1,000 years. And the rest of the dead live not again till 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Someone's going to say, well, isn't the church in the first resurrection? Yes, if you make it a period of time, starting with the rapture of the church and running through till the day of the Lord starts, that would take in the time of the great tribulation, so that in Thessalonians 4 and Corinthians 15, you have the rapture and translation of the church, in Revelation 20, in Daniel 12, in Hosea 5, in Isaiah 26, and so on, you have the Old Testament saints raised from the dead with the tribulation saints, and their hope is in the kingdom. Remember, the promises of God to Israel were earthly promises, whereas the promises to the church are heavenly promises. We are God's heavenly people. Israel is God's earthly people. Now, I've tried to make this thing simple. I want you to see this question, the purpose of God in resurrections, the church, and then the nation Israel, and then we have the first resurrection, a resurrection unto life, of which our Lord speaks in John chapter 5. Now may the Lord bless you today, and may the word of God become very, very precious to your hearts.